comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing something else, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I really do. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Because you matter, we publish a newsletter each and every week. It is called The K-Files. And if you're not getting it, you got to ask yourself why. You can't tell me that you're not getting The K-Files because it's too expensive. Because it's free. Really free. No strings attached. And we'd love for you to be getting it. There's no genius in not getting it. So what you need to do is get over to the website, and right in the middle of your screen, you'll see where it says K-Files. Click that and subscribe. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, but subscribe, and then you will be in the know and not in the dark, and that's where you need to be. As you know, the Kevin Smith Show is listener-supported. We don't sell advertising on the show. Now, if you're listening via one of our affiliate radio stations during our breaks, they very likely are playing commercial advertising. And that's how they pay the bills, so they can bring you this show, and we certainly appreciate them. Without them, we could not reach nearly so many people as we reach. But we don't play any advertising, and for anything other than something going on right here at the show. In other words, you know, we're not selling Coca-Cola and Fords and Chevrolets. So we're listener supported, and when you are a member, when you join, that costs you $7.50 a month. That's all it costs. That's all it costs. I know it's hard to believe, but that's all it costs. But one of the things that you get is each month I go into our chat room and hang out for a couple of hours and just do a monthly chat, and that's coming up on this Saturday night, two nights from now, at showtime. So whatever time it is right now, that's the time you go to the chat room. Now, normally we do that on the first Saturday of the month. But on the first Saturday of the month, well, we were busy with a special broadcast. And so we put off the chat until this Saturday. But I hope you're there. I hope you'll drop in and chat. You don't have to get an invitation from us. We don't send invitations out. If you're a member, you're invited. And if you're not a member, you're invited to become one. Nobody but you can fix it. So just click where it says join. And become a member, all right? Then you also will be able to watch the show each and every night live, and that sometimes, most of the time, really, really adds to what we're doing, because most of the time we show you some graphics that go along with what we're talking about. But again, $7.50 a month, that comes out to 25 cents a day, and you can't beat that. You can't even match it anywhere on the planet. We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and this evening We are going to be joined by Jeffrey Gonzalez. He will join us after the next break. For some of you, you may be wondering, well, okay, so who is Jeffrey Gonzalez? But that would indicate that you must be really a brand new listener here, because he's been my guest here on the show a number of times. And he is the director of the Sanger Paranormal Society in Fresno, California. He is also the state section director for MUFON in that section of California. And he's done really a whole lot of work in the field of UFOs. Now, the Sanger Paranormal Society, they look at ghosts and other paranormal phenomena. But because of all of the UFO activity out in that area, and because of the fact that Jeffrey started having people call him who are law enforcement and military people and doctors and scientists reporting things in the sky and providing video of the same, he decided that this was something they ought to look into. And so for the past several years, they have looked into that as well. But he's doing that anyway as the state section director for MUFON. The reason I've asked him to be here on the show is because I mentioned him last night on the show. And last night, I dealt with the fact that we are still under attack. And by under attack, I mean that there are very powerful people who are still using, and in fact they're increasing the use of it, perception manipulation as a means of controlling the minds of the masses. And I showed you how NASA has done that with their photographs that they released to you. But I also then talked about an article that came out on the Fox News website and was picked up by Discovery News and is on their website. And when I talked with you about that, I told you that what this is a transcript of a video. And the video is a news report. And the news report is by one of the Fox News junior reporters. She did a great job with it, and she was reporting on the whole phenomena of UFOs out in the Fresno area. Unfortunately, last night I kept saying San Bernardino when I meant Fresno. Several times I did that. I apologize for that. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. I guess because I'm an old guy. But anyway, it's out in the Fresno area. And she did a great job reporting on that. She really did. It was straight. It was factual. It was a good report. Her name is Michelle Macalusco, or Macaluso, something like that. Michelle, I am sorry. I told you I'll get it, but I am an old guy. It takes me a while. But she did a great job with that report, and I say that 100% without any intention of sounding patronizing or condescending. I'm 100% genuine when I say that was really a good report about UFO activity out in the Fresno area. And then when they did the transcript of this this video, somebody put a title on it. Somebody put a headline on it, which of course you would expect. And the headline does not match the content of the video or the article. Now, the headline says UFO triangle, and it's not talking about a triangular-shaped UFO. It's talking about an area of the country that's a triangular area of the country, like the Bermuda Triangle, you know, over in the Caribbean. So this is the UFO triangle, and it includes Area 51. It includes Fresno, and over in California. And so this title says UFO triangle is alien hotspot, believers claim. Well, nowhere in this article does anyone say they are a believer, and nowhere does anyone say that they think it's all about aliens. It's a UFO hotspot, but nobody claims that's of alien origin. Now, this is something that, you know, I'm pretty hot about. And that is, especially with the subject of UFOs, they do it with a lot of other things too. But with the subject of UFOs, the media invents things. And then people pick up on that and they assume that they know something when they don't. They pick up on it and just breeze through and feel the article. They feel the headline. They absorb it emotionally. And they don't think. They'll even read the article and never even stop to think that not one single time did anyone in that article claim it was an alien hotspot. Discovery News went a step further, and they say that some say that this area in California is a popular stopping place for aliens. That's the subtitle in their article. They added that. That's not on the Fox News version. That's on the Discovery News version. So it wasn't sensational enough and false enough. Discovery News had to make it worse. Because, again, nobody claimed that aliens are stopping in this area. It's not a, nobody claimed that it's a popular stopping place for aliens. Nobody claimed there were aliens. UFOs, yes. Now, if you're one of those people, when somebody says UFO, you think about a flying saucer and little green men. You need to grow up. I mean, really. I'm sorry if, you know, if you feel like I'm being rude. I'm not being rude. I'm being truthful with you. Jeez, grow up. UFO, unidentified flying object, unidentified, not alien, not super secret military, unidentified flying object. That's all it means. Nobody knows who's driving them. That's part of the mystery. Therefore, nobody knows where they come from. That's part of the mystery. Therefore, nobody knows what their agenda is. That's part of the mystery. Are some of them alien? Maybe. Are some of them super secret military craft? Maybe. Probably. And that's the approach that was taken by the people interviewed for this Fox News report. And I said last night, kudos to Michelle. Did a great job producing this this report, getting the facts straight and getting it in there. No criticism of Michelle. Somebody made up this headline. I doubt Michelle did it. I would imagine that all this went into the office there somewhere and somebody sat down at a word processor and did a transcript of the video Michelle made and then put a headline on it. And whoever did that put a headline on the report that is false. The report is true. The headline is false. It is disinformation. But people will just feel this, and they'll say, oh, Jeffrey Gonzalez, yeah, that's that guy that claimed that aliens are stopping over in Fresno. He didn't. The writer of that headline did. Get the point? That's like Kenneth Arnold never said he saw flying saucers, but that... The news media made up that term, put it on a story with him, and now forever he's associated with the idea of flying saucers. Kenneth Arnold never said he saw saucer-shaped craft. Not even close. Same with little green men. So this is these are some of the things I tap dance on the media about. They invent stuff instead of reporting stuff. Michelle reported. Whoever did the transcription here or whoever invented this headline, they manufactured things that are not in that article. And they do that. And then later, they'll throw back at you the garbage they invented and blame you for the garbage. Now, this has been going on for a long time. And, I guess a few people have pointed it out. A few people have talked about it. I don't know of anybody that's tap danced on their nose quite as vociferously and as repeatedly as I have. But and I'm not through. I will continue to tap dance on their noses as they continue to do this kind of thing. Well, Jeffrey Gonzalez is one of the people that is interviewed for that article. And so we're going to get a chance to talk with him in just a few minutes. Do you realize, some people might say, well, what does it matter? I mean, it's about UFOs. Well, here's what it matters. You know, if UFOs really are insignificant, then why do this? Think about that. If it's really insignificant, then why would you make up something to do perception manipulation to get people to dismiss the story as being not serious? If it isn't serious, why would you even need to make up something? If it's nonsense, it'll fall on its own. Secondly, if they will make up stuff about UFOs, if they're going to make up stuff about what they want you to think is nonsense, if they're going to make up stuff about it, what are they making up when it comes to the real news and the real events? You know, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of fiction being reported as fact by any of the news media with regard to Iraq and with regard to Afghanistan, with regard to Iran. I don't know because I'm not over there. But I was in Bosnia. I was in Kosovo. I was in Macedonia. I was in Albania when they were reporting to you about all this stuff going on in Kosovo. And they were telling you genocide was going on. They were telling you up to 50,000 Albanians had been slaughtered by the Serbs in Kosovo. Absolute lie. Absolutely a lie. It was a lie then. It's a lie now. The only mass graves... They told you they stood on television and showed you these pictures of fields and said those are mass graves. Here's before, here's after, and those are mass graves. I personally stood in that field after that aired, and it was a lie. Those were manufactured pictures, and the only mass graves that were found, three mass graves were found, and they were full of Serbs. They weren't full of Albanians, they were full of Serbs. Now, this may rankle some people, and I don't personally give a tinker's damn. It's the truth. So, if they'll make up lies and do perception manipulation on UFOs, they'll do it on real, high, big stuff. UFOs are real. But I mean, I'm talking about things related to war and life and death. they'll do it. And I know they'll do it because I watch them do it. And I've said this many times, and it's an absolute fact. You can go check this out yourself. It is an absolute fact. They manufactured it. It was just like the movie Wag the Dog. The stuff they told you that was happening in Kosovo, and that's why we need to go bomb them, was a lie. Now, there may be some other reasons behind the scenes that I don't know about that might justify their actions. I don't know that. But I am telling you that what they told you, what the media told you, was a lie. And I know that from firsthand experience. With these eyes, I saw it. Because of that, and because there are lives on the line when the media lies, then I tap dance on their nose when they do it in our genre. Because if you're going to do it in our genre, you'll do it anywhere. Our genre is the one they want everybody to think that this is all nonsense. UFOs, extraterrestrials, paranormal things like ESP, telekinesis, telepathy, ghosts. That's all nonsense. Okay, if it is, then why lie about it? Just tell the truth about it and everybody will chuckle and go on. If they'll do it here, they'll do it in those other areas, and they do it in those other areas, as I have detailed for you tonight and many times before. So I do tap dance on their nose about it. I'm pretty sensitive about media lying. And then they try to whitewash things and say, well, it's not a lie, it's just a matter of perception or semantics. And pardon me, that's BS. You know the truth when you hear it, and you know a lie when you hear it. And I know most of the time when I listen to media, I'm being lied to. I hope you're awake and aware of that fact as well. So I'm pretty sure that some of the things they've told us about Iraq were lies. I'm pretty sure that some of the things they've told us about Afghanistan were lies. And I'm talking about the news media, who knew better and lied anyway. And I'm pretty sure some of the stuff they're telling us about Iran is a lie. I know this headline is a lie. We'll be back right after this. We'll have Jeffrey Gonzalez with us.
Listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. Jeffrey Gonzalez has joined us, as I promised you, and he is in his studio out in Fresno, California. And listen, you have no idea, folks. Jeffrey just got off work, went straight home, rushed to do so, and is on the air with us now. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
And a stinky one at that.
Jeffrey, I've been talking about why I tap dance on the nose of the media. And it's not just general with me. With me, it's not just, you know, that I'm generally frustrated with the media. I really despise these people who lie to us. And you know, whenever they lie, people die. They give us the wrong information about the world. We rally around the information they give us. And lots of times it's just an outright lie. And I'm really frustrated with that. I despise the people that do it. you've been sort of subjected to this, not sort of, you have been. And we talked on the air last night about this article that was on Fox News, which is really just, it's a transcript of a news report that was done by Michelle Macaluso. I think right. I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And if I'm not, again, Michelle, I apologize. And you can just, you know, chalk it up to, well, he's an old guy, and he just got it wrong. Anyway, the point is that her report was super.
Absolutely was. It was probably one of the best articles done on me and my society I have ever read.
And actually, you know, it was first a television news report.
Yeah, well, what happened is when she contacted me, she's a junior writer for the Fox Network. And, you know, when she called, she wanted to come down and do a story because of the whole Chasing UFOs episode that was going to air after, you know, she came over to the studio. And my thoughts right away is that what she was going to do was she was going to make a funny piece, just like any other piece that has ever been done, you know, to me. And I was expecting the X-Files theme song or the Ghostbusters theme song or, you know, one of those types.
Mm-hmm.
But when she arrived here at the studio and I sat her down on the couch in here and I asked her, okay, do you know anything about the Sanger Paranormal Society? And she said, well, just a little bit what I've been, you know, looked at on your website. And I said, okay. Well, then I filled her in. And I pretty much took it from the beginning to where we are at now. And then I showed her some videos that were just given to me not too long ago by some ex-military. And you can tell she was dumbfounded. She was speechless. She had no idea that the law enforcement, Fresno PD, you know, all that here in Fresno, were actually calling me on my 24-hour hotline and telling me, Jeff, there are things, you know, there's a certain, you know, craft flying northeast of Fresno right now, and that's what, you know, what was going on. And she couldn't believe it. And after showing her all the stuff, then she even told me, and this came out of her own words, she goes, I'm going to have to think about now rewriting my story.
Okay, now you say you showed her all this stuff. You're talking about videos that you've gotten from police and military and people like that?
Correct. Yes, I mean, she, you know, she didn't know how to, you know, when law enforcement, military, doctors, lawyers, you know, when they start calling me, people with credibility and telling me that they just witnessed something or they are witnessing something right now, then she didn't know how to respond to that. She couldn't tell me that they were lying because we're talking people with credibility. So, you know, she did not know what to say and do at that point in time. And then, you know, after, you know, giving her the scoop about the Sanger Paranormal Society, then she started, you know, doing some filming around me, around the studio, and I think she took it a lot more serious than what she was going to do with the story. And, you know, it blew me away. The story and the video came out excellent. I got so many good reviews on it. It's unbelievable. But like what you were talking about yesterday, the headline, the title of it, threw it for a loop.
Where do you think that title, that headline, came from?
I don't know. Not once, and even in the video, if you look on either, you know, the Fox News Network has, you know, the article plus the video. Not once in that video did I ever mention aliens from outer space. I've always said UFO, unidentified flying objects, and that's it.
Well, you went even further than that, though. You even actually mentioned that there are a lot of military bases around.
Absolutely, and I did mention possibly military top secret crafts. But not once did I mention aliens.
To her credit, she filed a straight report.
Yes.
To her credit, she, in my opinion, she just gave out what you said. She didn't add to it. She didn't take away from it. Good, straight reporting.
Yes.
That's what we need. What we don't need is headline writers doing perception manipulation.
Right.
And that's what they did here.
And you know what? I've been bombarding the networks down here in Fresno for the past couple of years now. And they are now aware of me. I have all the main media here, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, are all following me now on what I do on Facebook. You know, they follow me to the T because when they hear a story that I mention on my Facebook wall, sometimes they'll even run it on their newscast, which is kind of like, you know, wow. You know, so they're actually following on what I'm doing. There's actually an anchor on one of the top news media here that's actually a big follower of mine. I'm not going to say who it is, but let's just say that he digs what I'm doing. And, you know, I have credibility now to a lot of people here in Fresno because there is something going on here. And I think that, you know, the Fox News reporter, Michelle, and I think I basically proved it to her when she was here and I filled her in on what was going on in Fresno because, you know, I mentioned the Nevada Triangle. I told her to go Google it. The National Geographic did actually a documentary on it so that, you know, there's no lies there about missing planes going missing for the past 50 years. You know, I mentioned that the Nevada Triangle, which Fresno lies in, also include Area 51 in China Lake and the Lemoore Naval Air Base with the 144th Fighter Wing located here in Fresno. So that's one of the reasons why I mentioned to her, I said, you know what, there very well could be top secret military crafts flying over Fresno. And very high probability that's what they are. But something she never did mention, and we'll go into this later, that many witnesses here in Fresno have actually witnessed our 144th fighter jets taking off out of the airport and chasing UFOs over Fresno.
Well, and, you know, if it was our stuff, why would we be chasing it?
Exactly. Point taken.
Yeah. You had a positive impression of Michelle and of the work that she did. Have you communicated that to her?
I did. As soon as it came out, I sent her an email basically congratulating her. The title really didn't hit me until you brought it up, Kevin, because I was concentrating more on the article and the video that the title of it didn't even hit me until you called me and told me about the alien. I'm going, huh? And I looked at it and I'm going, son of a, you know what? You're right. And that didn't even hit me.
Yeah.
But when I emailed her the first time, the same day it came out, I congratulated her, I thanked her, I said, this is one of the best articles that has ever been written up on my society, and without making fun.
And it truly is. It truly is one of the best. I've seen it. I've seen other stuff that has been written. I've seen other videos that have come out, not only about you, but other investigators. And this is truly one of the best jobs of straight media reporting. And let me say this. I think you would agree with this, Jeffrey. Nobody in the UFO community expects or wants the press to sort of get on our side and start saying it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true. We don't need cheerleaders. That's not what we're asking for. We're just asking for the truth. Just tell the truth as it is, and don't try to shape somebody's opinion. Just give the evidence that's given to the reporter. Just gives the evidence that's given to them. That's all that we're asking for. And people will make up their own minds. Before you came on the air, I was talking about how the media absolutely, completely manufactured stuff about Kosovo that led to the public feeling here in America, feeling that we were justified in bombing Yugoslavia. there may have been facts behind the scenes that I'm not aware of. I will admit that. That may have necessitated the bombing. But the facts that I'm aware of are that the media said that the Serbs were doing genocide, and that's a lie. It wasn't happening. Period. It did not happen. And that's a matter of record. If you go to the United Nations website, go to the Security Council page, look in their archives, and look for 1999 and early 2000. And you will see that I'm telling the absolute truth. It's a matter of official documentation. That didn't happen. They were not doing genocide. They were not doing ethnic cleansing. It was a lie. Now, was there some good reason behind the scenes for manufacturing that story? Maybe. I wouldn't know what it is, but I do know that story is a lie. So, people died as a result of this lie. And it's very important to me that the media tell the truth. And if they don't know, then say, we don't know. We're checking into it. And that's good enough for most people. That's good enough for the majority, the vast majority. We would rather hear, I don't know, than to hear a lie.
So I totally agree. And, you know, I think the media here in Fresno are really, they're being careful now, because they know I can come back and basically rebuke anything that they throw at me that's wrong. Just like the Chasing UFOs episode, which we'll talk in a little bit about.
Yes, and I do want to get into that. A lot of people watch that, and I'll tell you something. I haven't read any good reviews so far.
But as far as, like I said, Michelle's work here, I mean, she did a great job. She turned it over to the editors and the people in the higher-ups, and, you know.
Jeffrey, we have to step away for break. We'll be back, folks, right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Jeffrey Gonzalez. And we are talking about his encounters with the media. He's not the only UFO investigator, folks, who has had weird encounters with the media, but he is a recent one. And we dealt with this story last night and talked about him. Fortunately, tonight, we're having the opportunity to talk with him. And once again, I want to reiterate a couple of things that we've said in various ways already, and we say in every show. First of all, views expressed on this show are the views of the people that make them, period. And so Jeffrey is going to express a view here in a few moments that he's going to tell us about something. And
how.
And, yeah, and I want you to understand these are his views. And secondly, I want to reiterate that in talking about this Fox News story, last night I said, and I want to say it again tonight, kudos to Michelle. She did a great job. And kudos to Fox News. For everything except that headline. You guys, you got
almost.
Caught. You got
caught.
Yeah, you got caught doing perception manipulation with a headline. Stop it. You almost got there, but no cigar this time. But great report. Jeffrey, let's talk about Chasing UFOs.
Yes.
What is Chasing UFOs? I know a lot of people in the audience watched it, sure. But what is it?
Well, it's a new show that just debuted on the National Geographic Channel on the 29th of June. Let me tell you how it all came down. I got a call from James Fox December of last year, so we're talking, 7 months ago, and he was calling because he wanted some information on that triangle crash that happened north Fresno. And I started telling him about it.
This is the one you and I talked about two or three times on the air.
Absolutely. A couple of years ago, a year ago. But he was barely finding out about it. And so he called me. I guess, as part of the show, it's his job to go out and look for cases. And that, he found that. And so I told him about the triangle crash. And then I told James, I go, James, but you do know what else is going on over Fresno? And he said, no, Jeff, what do you mean? So I pretty much let him have it as far as everything that was going on. And, I even told him about the white vans that were following me, the white vans that were stalking these people who called me on my 24-hour hotline and all that. And you can tell James at that point in time, because he had never heard about Fresno and about what was happening in Fresno, he pretty much thought I was losing it. But the triangle crash, to them, they wanted to have it be part of the episode for Chasing UFOs. Now, Chasing UFOs is, again, a UFO show, and it has three hosts. It's James Fox, Aaron Ryder, who is part of Destination Truth, and a geologist by the name of Ben McGee, who has, tons and tons and tons of degrees, from what I understand. And from what James Fox told me, is Ben also used to work at Area 51. And he is the skeptic, the debunker, per se. Well, I don't want to say debunker, but he is the scientist on the show.
Okay.
So they arrived in January, actually the 2nd of January, and they were here for 8 days. And 20-hour days, 8 days straight. And I pretty much, I connected them with everybody, with all the witnesses, with all the cases. I mean, it was so easy for them just to come in, do their filming, and exit Fresno. But in the process of filming here in Fresno those 8 days, things happened to them that opened up their eyes. And that included being followed by people in white vehicles. They actually got that on film several times. As a matter of fact, on the episode, you see a white van leaving the scene where we were actually being interviewed. And a lot of people thought that was staged. No, that wasn't staged. You can even see my expression afterwards where I go like this. Yes! Because that's what I wanted to do, is hopefully have them film an actual white vehicle stalking us and get it on film, which they did. Well, sorry about that. They actually got vans several times, in a white truck a couple times as well. So now they went and did their videos and they're filming the whole nine yards, and you can tell they were blown away, because all the stuff that I told them, it was factual. It was validating everything that I've been telling them. So I knew in my heart that with all the evidence they had, it was going to be one hell of an episode. I know that because I was telling 8 days, 20-hour days, they filmed a lot of stuff. And, me and my buddy Alan and Jimmy, and we were going, man, if they just, I don't know how they're going to put all this stuff in 45 minutes. There's just no way. So we had to wait, did not know what day the episode was going to air until we finally got news that Fresno made the premiere episode, which was going to debut on June the 29th. It was they had a Texas episode first, and then Fresno was going to be the headlining episode, which is right afterwards. So there was like a dual premiere that night, being that Fresno was the headlining night. And then I told everybody, I go, well, I can understand why, because there was so much stuff that they got on film, it was probably going to be an action-packed in 45 minutes. Well, the day came, and I had a viewing party down here, and I had people show up, over 100 people show up, and we all watched it together. And I'm looking at this thing. You know, they actually, you know, released some teasers beforehand on the Nat Geo website, which I looked at, and I'm going, wow, this stuff is great. But not until the day of the show, and I witnessed it, and so did everybody else, and we're all going, wait a minute. You know, there are some things here that just doesn't make any sense to me. For one thing is they left out a couple of things that I thought would have clarified and validated, you know, the white vans and the white trucks and all that. And then it sort of kind of didn't hit me the night I was watching the premiere episode until I watched it again, because I knew something wasn't right. And I listened to myself at a particular point in the episode, and I'm going, whoa, I didn't say that.
Now, wait a minute. You're watching yourself say it.
I'm watching myself say it, but I didn't say it. And people out there right now are going, okay, Jeff, now you've really lost it. Well, no, I haven't, because until I really sat down and thought about what I remember saying to them at that particular point in time, then listening to it, and then I actually recorded it on I have an app on my iPhone that you can connect a microphone to it, and it's all digital. I recorded it, then I played it back, and I'm going, holy smokes, they cut and spliced my words together to create a sentence that I did not say. And I have proof.
What is the possibility that, when you say you have proof, what is the proof that you're talking about?
The proof is you can actually hear the clicks of the editing when they're cut and pasting the sentence together. You can actually hear the clicks. And I actually, what I did for you, Kevin, is I actually re-recorded it before I sat down here tonight and got it a lot clearer. And I want to play it for you so you can hear it.
You feel now, comfortable doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because let me tell you what's going on right now. Right now, as we speak, James Fox and Ben McGee are out right now on Facebook and on blogs basically saying that they were hijacked on this series. That is coming from the words of from the mouth of James Fox and Ben McGee. They are saying that they were hijacked because they were told one thing, and then after the filming ended and the editing ended, that now it's totally something that they were not expecting. So it's not me that's saying this. It's also the host of the show. As a matter of fact, Leslie Keene wrote something on her Facebook wall, and James Fox answered it on her wall and pretty much laid it all out. Says, you know, I'm sorry. I did not know this was going to happen. Basically, they told us a lie. This is not what I signed up for, and that's what James Fox said. And Ben McGee pretty much came out and said the same thing. We haven't heard anything from Aaron Ryder yet, and I'm thinking because Aaron Ryder is her her show. She's the one I think who brought it into the network and pretty much sold it to him because.
Okay, we have to step away for a break. We'll pick up right here when we come back, and we'll hear that audio. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are talking this evening with Jeffrey Gonzalez. And Jeffrey is now we are talking about his encounter with Chasing UFOs, the new Nat Geo television series. But in general, overall, what we're talking about is perception manipulation. He has been part of two events recently in which people use those events to do some perception manipulation. Now, the one with Nat Geo, I want to make clear that I'm not saying they intended to do perception manipulation. If Jeffrey wishes to say that, he can. But I am saying that that would be the effect. If they did this cut and splice editing to make it appear that he said something he didn't say, the effect of that is perception manipulation. And we know because of recent events, for instance, one of the major news networks got hold of the 911 call from Florida down there, you know, Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, got hold of the 911 call, cut and spliced and made it sound as if Zimmerman was saying things that he wasn't saying. They got caught, and, you know, about the worst thing that happens to them is they go, oh, well, sorry about that. We don't condone that. Well, then why did you do it? You know, I mean, that's the point. Then why did you do it?
And when they do something like that, you have to think about, okay, maybe a quarter of a million or a million people could have been listening to that particular splice and cut thing, whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they go apologize, they apologize at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, oops, yeah, you're right, it was our fault. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like not that many people hear the apology and they just let it go. So
well,
they apologize, but at a particular time where there's nobody listening. So it's like, you know, that's how they get away with this stuff.
Well, it is how they get away with it, and it's the television equivalent of what the newspapers used to do and still do. Although I think, what are there, four people reading newspapers these days? what they used to do and still do is if they print a retraction, the story may have been headline on the front page, but the retraction will be on page 23C.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you were going to play the recording for us of this incident that you're talking about. But before you do, we do have some folks who have joined us just now in this second hour. I want to welcome them. And we're glad you're here, and you have my sympathy for whatever kept you away from that first hour. You missed a lot. Now, having said that, set this up for us. What is it we're about to listen to?
Okay, well, before I set it up, after I caught what happened on that episode, I think it was the day after or 2 days after, I text James because I have a cell phone, and we go back and we talk a lot, or actually text a lot. Now since we're friends, and I told him what Nat Geo did, and it blew him away. He said that was unacceptable, and he didn't know. Nobody would ever have caught this unless you are unless you're the person they did it to. I mean, like I said, it was a phrase that I would have never said ever, trying to prove to them that there are UFOs flying over our skies, and a lot of times our jets chase them. So this is, I'm going to go ahead and set this up for all those who watched the episode. It is when the three hosts are sitting in my studio on the sofa, and I'm sitting where I'm at right now, and James Fox is asking me a question. He goes, and I'm trying to remember exactly from word to word, but it's going to be a little off and off. But he says, if people call you and want to report a UFO or have videos and pictures, would you put them on the air? And then I responded back, yes, I always have witnesses on the air. And then this is what you hear afterwards. Here we go.
Someone witnesses a UFO, films a UFO, would they contact you? Would you bring them on the radio station? And
I do have witnesses on the radio show all the time. Many people have witnessed unidentified flying objects being chased out of the airport.
Okay. Now let's go back. There are two places there where there are pauses and clicks. Now, one spot is right after witnessed. Okay, so we're going to play it again.
Witnesses a UFO, films a UFO. Would they contact you? Would you bring them on the radio station? And then
I do have witnesses on the radio show all the time. Many
right.
people have witnessed
there.
Unidentified flying objects being chased out
there.
Of the airport.
Okay, there's two spots there. Now, this is what I actually said. Now, you have to understand, we were talking in here, for about 10, 15, 20 minutes, and they were filming all kinds of stuff in here. The word, the sentences that I said, many people have witnessed our jets chasing UFOs over Fresno. Our 144th fighter wings are stationed out of the airport. So what they did is they used out of the airport on that particular sentence, and then they used many people have witnessed, click. And then they spliced all this together. So let's. I'm going to play it back for you because you. I'm going to turn it up. Roll it. Can you hear it? Okay.
Oh yeah, we can hear it fine. You don't have to turn it up anymore.
Okay. Here we go.
Someone witnesses a UFO, films a UFO. Would they contact you? Would you bring them on the radio station? And they
I do have witnesses on the radio show all the time.
Right.
Many people have witnessed unidentified flying objects being chased out of the airport.
So it's right after witnessed and being chased. Out of the airport, being chased out of the airport. I never said that whole sentence. That's like three sentences cut and pasted put together. So basically what I said is I said many people have witnessed our jets chasing UFOs over Fresno. But what they did is they said many people have witnessed click and then, out of the airport. So what they're trying to do there is they're trying to tell people that looks like whatever the people of Fresno are witnessing are coming out of the airport.
All right, so basically then what you're telling us is what they cut out is the statement you made about the 144th fighter wing being stationed at the airport. They cut that out. And also
cut out that our witnesses have seen the jets chase UFOs over Fresno. So they cut all that out and just basically said
someone witnesses a UFO, films a UFO, would they contact you? Would you bring them on the radio station? And then
I do have witnesses on the radio show all the time. Many people have witnessed unidentified flying objects being chased out of the airport.
So did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but now let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Number one. What's the possibility that you're remembering what you said error?
Nope. I would have never said what I just said at that on that sentence because I know what people are witnessing are not airplanes. See, they're trying to make at the very end of that episode is they're where they're interviewing witnesses throughout the city of Fresno, and at the very end of the episode. It takes them to the airport. And then at the very end of the episode, Aaron Ryder comes out and says, well, it looks like that they're mistaken identity of aircraft coming out of the airport. That was the whole – that's basically what they came out with. They're saying that all these witnesses who are witnessing and these triangles and all these different type of UFOs are coming out of the airport. That's what they want to make you think.
And that's not what you said.
Absolutely not.
All right, what's the possibility? And this is kind of closely associated with the other question, but what's the possibility that what you're hearing and what you just played for us is not edited, that you accidentally said it, and that you're
hearing
some artifacts in the recording that you mistake as edit marks?
No, man. I know what I said. I know exactly what I said, and I did not say that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'd like to invite the audience to participate with us, and we do that by making the telephone number available to you folks. If you would like to talk with Jeffrey Gonzalez, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you saw that show, and I know a bunch of you did because I saw you commenting about it in the chat box and in forums in our members community. Well, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you are not in the USA, if you happen to be, and you're not in Canada, you happen to be somewhere else in the world, we know it can be expensive for you to make an international long-distance call. So we have an additional option for you, and that additional option, if you're not in the USA, if you're not in Canada, is for you to go to the website, scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show, and right above that picture you will see a link, and it says flash message. So you can use that and communicate with us in that way. Again, 623-444-5889 if you wish to speak with Jeffrey Gonzalez. And caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Robert Thorson.
Yeah, Robert.
I'm from Fresno, California.
Okay, Robert. Go ahead.
I know Jeffrey, and we're I send him a lot of my videos.
Did you see
Robert?
Did you see this Chasing UFOs episode?
I sure did.
What did you think about it?
It was I'm trying to be nice here. I'm really trying to be nice. It was kind of the biggest pile of junk I've ever seen in my life.
So you think maybe I give away a media award every once in a while. I don't do it just once in a while. It's not just once a year. Occasionally, I'll give out this media award. It's called the Steaming Toro Caca Award. So you're saying it should be a candidate for that?
Oh, definitely. It's right up there.
Well.
Yeah, they didn't do Fresno justice, Kevin. Let me put it to you that way. They just did not do Fresno justice.
So, Robert,
it was really a shame because they had some good things they really could have put on there.
Yeah. See, Robert's a sky watcher for me and has been for several years now. And they actually used several videos on that episode. He knows exactly what he gave them. He knows what's going on here in Fresno. And, you know, after that episode aired, it's like, what? Really, you know, now you're telling us that we are mistakenly misidentifying regular airplanes for UFOs. We're not idiots, National Geographic. You know, we know what airplanes are. We know what helicopters are. We know that FAA regulations state that depending on the airplane and the size of the airplane, you have to have certain color lights, strobes, you know, landing lights when you come in have to be turned on. We know all that. Okay, these objects that are now being witnessed, even by law enforcement, why do you think they're calling me? And then they're telling us, no, sorry, Jeff, Robert, and the other gang, you guys are witnessing airplanes flying out of the airport.
Let me ask Robert a couple of questions. Jeffrey, hang in there with me for a minute. I want to vet Robert, okay?
Okay.
Now, Robert, let me ask you a question. How long have you been a sky watcher looking for these UFOs?
Oh, since 2006.
Okay. Before then, had you ever seen airplanes?
Oh, sure, all the time.
Okay. Now, how long have you had eyes?
Well, let's see, what year is this? I was born in 1959. I think I had them back then.
Okay. So you've had eyes all your life.
Yeah.
You've been seeing airplanes, and you've had no trouble identifying the airplanes as being airplanes. So let me ask you a couple of more questions here. Okay, have you ever looked at, say, a Walmart and thought it was a beach ball?
No, not that I can remember. I have not.
All right, so you've never looked at a Walmart and thought it was a beach ball. Have you ever seen a cow?
Yeah, those are you know what those are. It's like you're 3 years old, I think.
Okay. How would you take it if somebody tried to convince you that you just saw a cow and you're telling them, and then they try to convince you that was a Cadillac? Would you buy it?
I'm not going to buy that one, no.
No. You sound to me like a pretty much feet-on-the-ground qualified observer. There's a difference between a qualified observer and someone who is a certified, trained observer. That's true. There is a difference. However, you're a qualified observer because you know what you're looking at and you know what you're not seeing, and your mind isn't playing tricks on you. You know a Walmart from a beach ball. So, you know, I don't understand how anybody could make this into it's coming out of these are just airplanes coming out of the airport and they're misidentified. That's trying to tell me a cow is a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Let's go even further than that. Sony Pictures, you know, the movie Battle of Los Angeles, the actual motion picture, they actually used one of Robert's videos on a trailer for their movie. That's how, that's, you know, some of the stuff that he has is outstanding. Matter of fact, that video is on my website. They paid him $500 to use that thing on a trailer for Battle of Los Angeles because it was an unidentified flying object. We know it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter. Then why would Sony Pictures pay him $500 to use it?
Robert, are you the sky watcher that's mentioned in that same news report that we've been talking about?
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I'm on the roof there.
Yeah. Okay, I know who you are now. I've seen you because I saw that excellent piece done by Michelle. Okay, well, Robert, you pass all the basic tests as an observer. You and you've given me a nomination now for the next Kevin Smith Show Steaming Toro Caca Award.
What did that award look like there?
You got an idea, I'm pretty sure.
I think I did that this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an award you don't want sitting on the mantle in your home. Yeah, but I passed that.
I wanted to say something here, mm-hmm. though. I've seen these flying objects over Fresno at almost any time of day or night, like 4, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5. I mean, they're not just one time of the night or day.
So you have some daytime shots of them as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He even has video of our jets chasing these UFOs.
Well, I'm surprised, Robert. I mean, I'm somewhat shocked. I thought that the standard here is if you have jets that are mentioned or if you have jets that are chasing the UFO, you cut that out.
Yeah, that's what they want you to cut out, I guess, but I refuse. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to tell people the truth as I know it. I'm not going to back down.
So what do you think this is that's happening? Why Fresno? Why is there so much activity over Fresno?
I think because we're in the middle of California here, and the coast is on one side, and the mountains is on the other side. Mm-hmm. We're right in between, and anything that goes in between that might come through here.
And also, you have to understand too is that we have Area 51, which is right over the hills, and we have China Lake. But like I said before, there, Kevin. You know, when our jets start chasing these things over Fresno, and I have military personnel who can pretty much, who basically tell me that, Jeff, our military would not be doing exercises like chasing type of drones, if you want to call them that, over a populated area. Because that's all you need is a jet to crash and kill dozens of people, even more. Then what? You know, and if it's a top secret aircraft, don't be flying it over a populated city. That's why Area 51, that's why we have the Sierra Mountain, that's why we have the ocean. Go do that over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just doesn't make any sense when you have the one, you know, the jets take off, sometimes 4 and 5 at a time start chasing these things, and then my phone starts ringing off the hook, and then the witnesses are telling me exactly what the other witnesses had just told me, that the jets are chasing these orbs, and they're going right now northeast, now they're heading over the mountain. The phone call will ring again. Same witness, different area of Fresno, doesn't even know the other witness, telling me the exact same thing.
Robert, I want to thank you for your call. I have to move along, but thank you. Very interesting. And keep up the good work.
Oh, I will. And I think Jeff's doing a great job. We had our little arguments here and there, but that's okay. I still love the guy. He's my buddy.
Checked in the mail.
Okay. Robert, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Jerry. I'm calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Jerry.
What a great show.
Thanks.
You know, this business where they cut and spliced and changed your guest comment. You know, we have heard of this sort of thing happening before, and it's just, you know, what is going on with that? I mean, I can't imagine an outfit like National Geographic. Who's behind this? That's the question that I have. You know, why would someone do this except to just make this seem like a less than important issue?
Well, let me ask this question, and maybe either one of you may know the answer. I don't know the answer. Does National Geographic get any money from the National Science Foundation for any of their projects?
I don't know.
Not me.
Since they're into a whole lot of ancient stuff and archaeology and stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if they were getting some grants from the National Science Foundation or from some other government agency. I don't know that, and I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just asking the question. It wouldn't surprise me. But if they are getting government money for anything at all, there's the answer.
And, as long as I've been doing this, Kevin, there has been a lot of activity over Fresno. And I'm trying to find out, why is there a lot of activity? Well, the years that I've been doing this, I have had people with credibility pull me aside and tell me the reasons why there are so many UFO sightings over Fresno. And a lot of it is top secret military craft. That's a fact. But there's, other stuff happening north of Fresno. And I think they're trying to keep that on a hush-hush because for years and years and years, nobody knows that this stuff actually exists in Fresno, California. And what I mean by that is underground facilities located near Fresno.
All right, we have to step away for a break. Jerry, you want to hang on, or does that do it for you?
I just want to commend your guest for doing a great job and bringing everything forward. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening is Jeffrey Gonzalez. And boy, we're talking about some stuff here this evening. Very quickly, we have a caller on hold, and I'm going to get to you, caller, in just a second. But very quickly, I want to read a flash message from one of our listeners in Puerto Rico. This is from Leonardo. He says, "Great show tonight, Kevin. Kevin and Jeffrey, Nat Geo does it for the Steaming Toro Caca Award." Okay, so there's two votes for that. They may just get it before the show is over. We'll see. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Yes, Steve.
And maybe I can clarify why Nat Geo would do what they do or what they did to you, Jeffrey. And by the way, Jeff, thank you for your diligence and your hard work and your dedication to what you do. Nat Geo is owned by News Corp. News Corp is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns Fox News and owns Wall Street Journal and owns several things. And part of Rupert Murdoch's job is to, as an owner and purveyor of the lamestream media, is to keep the sheep in the pen. You know, so you can have yourself one whiz bang of a story to convey, but you have to be careful who you give it to. You know, you give it to any of the mainstream media, and they are just almost bound to put some kind of a spin on it that's going to make sure it doesn't wake the sheep up and get them bucking against the walls of the pen. And you have been mischaracterized by this, and I'm sure you feel quite violated. I would feel violated if I were in your shoes. And, you know, I personally want to convey my sympathy to you for that. And, you know, because Fox isn't going to apologize, I'll apologize for them.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. And, Kevin, do you have a sympathy award for me?
No.
Damn.
And I'll tell you why. Think about this, both of you. Because they did this, we have one steaming show tonight.
Talking yeah, we about, do. Absolutely.
Talking about them getting the steaming Toro Kaka Award.
Oh, and by the way, News Corp is headquartered in the Rockefeller Building. It sits in the new wing of the Rockefeller Building, so it also has ties to the Rockefellers. So, you know, what can you expect? And I'll let it go at that, gentlemen. You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, we understand it can be pretty expensive to give us a call. Making an international long-distance call is pretty expensive. I know because my family is elsewhere in the world. But we have another option for you, the one that Leonardo used, and that's called the Flash Message. Just get over to my website, and the website is kevinsmithshow.com. kevinsmithshow.com. So just head over there and scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it the link that says Flash Message. If you're in Canada or if you're in the USA, use the telephone. And it is 623-444-5889. Now, you have been in communications with James Fox, who himself has been a guest on this show. And you have been following what he has posted on Facebook, I guess on his page and other people's Facebook wall.
Yes.
So he has he's gone public with his disappointment about all
very
of this.
Much so. Absolutely he has, and he's not backing down because you know a lot. You know, when he signed up for this, they told him that it would be a reputable show and it would pretty much just you know give out the cases, give you the evidence, the facts, and let you make up your own decision, but it's not even close to what James and Ben ever thought it would be. And they are, you know, they are letting everybody know their feelings. It's not a secret as what they're doing. It's out on the Facebook. It's probably on the blog. Matter of fact, UFO Chronicles has them on that website, blog, whatever it is. And, you know, they're speaking their mind and they're not happy because James Fox has, you know, he's a documentary film producer, and a lot of people value his judgment and his credibility. And, you know, a lot of people heard that he was going to be on this show, everybody was just excited. They're going to go, oh, man, this is going to be the best show ever. If James Fox is on it, you know there's not going to be no doing wrong on this show. Well, guess what? You know, when you sign that contract, you're pretty much a paid actor. So, you know, you go out, you film, and that's it. You know, whatever the production company or the network want to do with whatever you filmed, you have no say unless there is a pre-contract agreement before you sign and you start filming that you have some editing rights. But this particular time, James Fox had nothing. So at this time, he has told me that before all this really broke out, he said if Nat Geo offered him a second season, that he would come back only if they gave him some editing rights to the final outcome of the show episodes. So if that's going to happen, I don't know. We shall see. But right now James Fox is covering his behind because again, you know, he had nothing to do with this. I know James, and all you guys out there who know James that he would not go out and make a fool out of himself doing this episode. Granted, you know, we are talking about UFOs now, and in a different way. Something good might come out of this, especially now since the Nat Geo has been busted. But you know, can there be another, you know, good UFO show to come out of this? Well, we hope so. A lot of people said, Jeff, are you sure you want to go on this show? And I'm going, you know what? For one thing, because James Fox was on there, that's one of the reasons why I did it. Now, you know, I have heard in the past that, you know, they have done and made people look like idiots when it comes to these type of stuff. So I was aware of that. But you know what? People can go on my website and they know what I do and how long I've been doing it. And I have that reputation, and just like James does. But, you know, James has done it, doing it way longer than I have. So people know that what I present is no BS. I do not lie. I do not make things up. And now since this Nat Geo show is out and pretty much showed exactly what's going on in Fresno, people know, wow, Jeff, they really did a number on you, but it's not your fault. But guess what, though, Kevin? My name is now out all over the place. I mean, everybody now knows of me, knows what I'm doing. I'm getting calls from other countries, people wanting to give me their stories on UFOs, especially this Fox News article and the Discovery picking it up. I mean, it had just gone viral. And now I'm getting just literally just thousands of people, you know, going to my website, and it's awesome because that's what I want. I wanted the exposure in a good way. It's too bad it had to be this way. But, you know, hopefully something good is going to come out of this.
Well, and I'm absolutely certain that it will. I've talked about this on the show before, so the audience has heard this. But there was a time when there was another talk show host who decided to make me a target. And every night on his show, he was spending like 30 minutes tap dancing on me and just said every vile thing about me that you could think of. Well, my numbers went right through the roof, and in 6 months, he was out of business.
Oops.
Yeah. Because what happens, you see, when you start talking about how bad somebody is, everybody that hears that, and if I start talking about Jeffrey Gonzalez and how bad he is, if they don't already know you, then what happens is I'm giving them information they didn't have, and they say, well, I'm going to go check Jeffrey Gonzalez out. And so they wind up at your website, they check you out, and if what I have said about you is not true, they migrate from my audience to your audience.
Yep.
That's the way that happens. And so, you will get positive results out of this negative experience, that's for sure.
And I feel it already.
Yeah, it's already happening, and that's a good thing. That's
absolutely
a very good thing. It is disappointing, really disappointing, for an organization like Nat Geo to do something like what you're telling us about here tonight. And, you know, it hurts their overall ratings when they do this. On the other hand, even though there was, according to what you're telling us and according to what you played for us on the air, some shenanigans here, even so, the amount of evidence that got to the public would still be an overdose, almost, for those who are absolutely new to this and have no idea about it. And it would be, there would be a wow factor in it for them. And so that's another positive thing, that some of these folks get their eyes opened a little bit, even though there were some shenanigans.
Yep, I mean, well, I mean, it's like I said, we don't even know how many more times they have actually done this on their network. You know, if you did not say anything as far as, you know, if you were actually on another show, on the Nat Geo show, then you would never know exactly what came out of that person's mouth unless you were there or you were the person like me. You know, I caught it because I know what I said, and I knew, and I know I never said that, you know, just like that. So that's the reason why I caught him, you know, busted. So.
Have you heard anything from Nat Geo since you've been talking about this?
No, absolutely not.
You might.
Because they, why would they want to come? What are they going to do? Come at me and say stop, or we'll sue you?
They might.
Why? Because it's the truth.
Well, the truth.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, but the truth is whatever, legally speaking, is whatever the judge decides it is, and so you know. Now, the truth is always an affirmative defense. If what you're saying is true, that's an affirmative defense, period. However, they can, you know, and could make you come into court to prove it's true. And, you know, I would suspect if they are going to do something, they will first send you, have an attorney send you a cease and desist. And, you know, if you're prepared to go to court and prove it, you can ignore the cease and desist.
Right. I mean, I can easily also have what they have on their episode TV given to my forensic expert at the front of the police department and input into the computer and then show them where it's been cut and pasted.
All right, we have to step away from break. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and my guest, Jeffrey Gonzalez. We are on Final Approach. And what that means, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is if you have been trying to call, or you've been planning on calling, you're thinking about calling, the thought passes through your mind at light speed, you need to call right now. 623-444-5889. And my guest, Jeffrey Gonzalez. We've been talking about, Jeffrey, some of these shenanigans and their impact upon you, their impact upon your work, and their impact actually upon the public at large. You mentioned a moment ago about James Fox saying that if there is to be a second season, it can only happen if he's going to have some editorial rights, some editorial control. You know, several years ago, and I think I told you about this sometime back, several years ago, I was offered a lot of money to bring my show into a network. And there was a clause in there that they retained editorial control. And I wouldn't sign the contract because of that. And one of their guys said to me, I can't believe you'd walk away from all that money just over something like that. And my response was, I can't believe you guys would walk away from an audience like this over something like that. But, right. See, I remember, Jeffrey, some other radio shows that were independent and that got taken into and made a part of a network, and I remembered what happened to them. And the whole flavor of the show changes, and, you know, because someone else is in charge of the content at that point. So I refused to do it. I refused to do it. And, you know, they kind of tried to sort of, not pressure me, but, you know, tried to kind of hit me between the eyes a couple of times with some statements that they made. And I said, look, I'm broke today. When I walk away from this, I'll be broke tomorrow. No difference. And broke as I am, the reason you're talking to me is because when my show comes on the air, the lights go dim at your stations. And that's why you're talking to me. And if you think it's dim now, just wait a couple of years and see what happens. Well, and that has come true. Mm-hmm. The audience has just continued to grow exponentially and continues to do so today. I would love to be part of a network if I have editorial control. But if I don't, then we'll keep doing it the way we're doing it, and we'll keep making the lights go dim at radio and TV stations around the world. So what's next, Jeffrey?
I mean, let's go back just a little bit. You know, when you're saying, you know, what happens if the Nat Geo comes after me? Well, then they're going to have to go after James and Ben too, because James and Ben are talking bad about that, about their network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're slamming Nat Geo. James and Ben is. So, you know, I can right now probably the way James is talking, you know, I don't know if he's coming back again, because they're really letting Nat Geo have it. So who knows? Let's see what happens. But, you know, I think they're doing much more damage than I am doing, because, you know, they're the host of the show and they're talking bad about their show. So there you go.
James can call us and give us his vote as to the Kevin Smith Show Steaming Toro Caca Award. Maybe he can cast a vote, and Ben too, you know, so maybe they can email me or give me a call.
What's next on our agenda? Well, mm-hmm. You know, the last time we talked, I think we talked about the windows of the Bigfoot DNA that we have.
Yeah.
We are in the process of finally getting the DNA tested. And as of 2 weeks ago, a lot of people, and if you don't know the story, go to my website, check it out. But, you know, a lot of people didn't know that if what was on the windows was actual DNA. And as of 2 weeks ago, the answer is yes, there is DNA on those windows. So what the professor did, we actually got a professor who's a really well-known professor worldwide, and he's actually doing it for us for free. He's getting the DNA tested. He's using grant money at the school that he's teaching at, and he got the DNA, and we found out that the DNA is not human. So for those people who think that either it was somebody played a hoax with human DNA, or what Lauren Coleman said. And he said it was a homeless person. It cannot be, because it is not human. But there is genuine DNA on these windows. So now the next step is to take it even further, now to see if it's a type of mammal. Because there are no Bigfoot DNA out there right now, or there actually probably is, but nothing on file, the professor who is doing the testing for us actually will be able to dissect the DNA if we find out that it is not an actual animal that we know of. He could actually take it even further and find out where this DNA came from. You know, when we're talking, you know, really, really split it up and dissect it to see if it was, you know, an ancestor of a Neanderthal or a, you know, caveman, part mammal, whatever. He can actually do that. So that's where we're at right now with this DNA, because it has been a little over a year, and I've been trying to find somebody to have the DNA tested. But my buddy Mickey out of the police department, Fresno PD Forensic, he told me that it's going to cost, you know, 10, 15, 20 grand to get this thing tested, and that's why I have never had it tested. Now, I have had offers from other Bigfoot enthusiasts to do the DNA testing for free, but I said, oh, heck no. Because there's no way I was going to send over possibly the DNA of what we think we have through the mail and give it to somebody unknown. So, you know, a lot of people were giving me slack on that. But I was smart, and I'm doing it correctly, and this is what we're doing right now, and we're getting the DNA tested as we speak. So, as of right now, it is not human, which really doesn't mean anything, but it means two things.
Well, it does. It clears out one of the theories about a hoax.
Sure, absolutely. A hoax, a homeless person or whatever. So, and a lot of people are all going, well, how do you know it's human? Well, what the professor did is he took, as a matter of fact, four of us, as we were there at the lab, we took Q-tips and swabbed in the inside of our mouth. And what he also did was he got, he lives out in a ranch, and he got his horse actually lick his car window. And he also had his dogs do the same thing. So he swabbed DNA off the windows from different animals. So he had four humans and four animals, a horse and some dogs. And when he had it tested, the animal parts did not come up, but the human part did. So in other words, it basically says that the DNA that was on the windows are not human. So that's what we have right now. I just wanted to give an update to everybody.
All right. We are out of time, and I want to thank you for being with us. As always, Jeffrey, very, very interesting, and I appreciate you being here. And if you will, stay on the line with me for a moment as I bring this in for landing. All right, folks, that's it. Jeffrey Gonzalez. We do talk about the news, but we also try as often as possible to not just talk about the people in the news, but talk to the people. If it's in our genre, we're interested, and this certainly is in our genre. Remember that we're going to have our monthly chat this Saturday at showtime. So whatever time this show comes on in your time zone, that's the time to go to our chat room. It's in our members' community. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you, well, you may call me whatever you wish, so long as you keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.